Hello there, you're welcome to another interesting edition of Sport Africana, where we bring you the most interesting stories. We try to talk about our successes. We talk about the most important story that is making the round, particularly from an African perspective. My name is Opa Adeola Amokomo, and you're welcome to this very, very special edition. Remember, you can always listen to our various episodes on our podcast, directory, such as Spotify, Deezer, Apple, and many more. Just listen to all the previous episodes. Now, today is a very, very special one, very, very special. And this is about the Nigerian Super Eagles, the Nigerian national team. I'm sure for most of the Nigerian fans, in the wake of recent football games, it has been quite omnipressive. And a lot of football fans are questioning the competence of the German football manager, Gernot Rohr. And just to give you a breakdown of why, the reason for the worries in recent times, the Nigeria president playing the World Cup qualifiers for Qatar 2022, okay? And out of six games, particularly the home games, they've not been impressive. We won one home game, draw one, and lost one. Now, that's not even the real issue. The issue is the fact that the two of the games that we played, the one we lost and we drew, were to minor teams. Now, when I mean minor teams, teams that are very far apart in ranking to the Nigeria on the FIFA ranking. And a lot of Nigerians were not having it. And there was so much outcry, particularly after the draw against Cape Verde. At some point in time during that game, it seems as though Cape Verde were at the upper hand. And this has brought about many questions about whether Gernot Rohr should continue as the manager of the Super Eagles. But in reaction to all the recent happenings surrounding Gernot Rohr and the Super Eagles, it has caused the Nigerian Football Federation authorities to start getting worried, and they are thinking of possibly, I mean, the story is making the round, nothing official per se, but the story making the rounds are that he will be replaced, or he might be replaced. And a story broke out yesterday on the internet space, and this actually caused me to go about doing this interview I'm doing at today. And that's the fact that it has been said, or it's been alleged, it's been paraded that the former Serbian manager, Mladen Krasic, who took the Serbian national team to the World Cup in 2018, has been touted to take over the Super Eagles. According to the reports making the rounds, they are at some advanced stage of discussion. Now, if my memory serves me right about this particular coach, I remember very well Nigeria played against Serbia in 2017, the friendly, where they defeated Nigeria by 2-0. In fact, I have a bit of personal interest in that game because the scorer of those two goals was Mitrovic, who used to play for Newcastle. And I'm sure a lot of you know that I support Newcastle. And that night, and this manager in question was the coach at the time. So Mladen was the coach at the time. But I saw a caption on Twitter yesterday when the story went round, and it was this story. It was a quote by a Serbian football expert, and what he said was quite funny. And he said, "I don't wish this upon our Nigerian brothers." Now that brought about questions of me. I want to know why he thinks that that Nigeria do not need this. And joining me this evening on Sport Africana is Serbian football expert. He talks about everything Serbian. It's Milos Dusanovic. First and foremost, congratulations on Serbia qualifying for the World Cup. It's nice having you on Sports Africana.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here, and I'm glad we qualified as well.
Well, we've not qualified yet, and it's looking a little bit slim in the like of what I've just said earlier on. We've sort of lost hope. Majority of the fans have lost hope on Garnet Roe and the field that should be replaced. So hence why you're here today. Now, tell us, what do we know about Maldon Krstic?
Yes, so first I have to correct you. So Mladen Krstic, he did not take Serbia to the World Cup. He took over from the coach who qualified us. So during the qualifiers, Slavoj Muslin was in charge. He's actually a very experienced manager. And he qualified Serbia for the World Cup in 2018. But the FA was not happy with how the team was playing and with his player selection. So decided to fire him right after we qualified. So Krstic he was just the assistant. He was an assistant. They weren't able to find anybody else to take the team to the World Cup. So he was given the job, you know, kind of by default. So he didn't qualify us for the World Cup. He was just in charge there because, you know, he was the only one that was willing to do the job at that time after what the FA did. But yeah, his reign, the reason for my tweet is because, you know, if you're a Serbian football fan or if you follow Serbian football, you'll know that he was one of the worst national team managers that we ever had. He was an excellent player in his day. He had a great career for the national team and in the Bundesliga. But as a manager, he simply wasn't ready to lead our national team. He wasn't ready to be a manager at the time. He took over the national team with zero head coaching experience. The only experience he had was as an assistant for the coach that qualified us. So he wasn't prepared. He had very poor man management, very poor substitutions, tactics, everything. So he just was not the right man for the job. And it's only been, you know, 3 years since he took over Serbia, right? So hasn't been much time for him to do much learning otherwise and to improve on his fledgling coaching career.
Right, you did. I mean, I read some of the response to the tweet you when you pasted that tweet. One of the things you mentioned was man management skills, and you said he removed Branislav Ivanovic as captain. Why was that? What caused the tension in the camp at the time in Serbia? Why did they remove Ivanovic?
So his reasoning was that Alexander Kolarov, who you all probably remember playing for Manchester City back in the day. So his reasoning was that Kolarov was more vocal, so he should be the captain. Well, Ivanovic is he's a legend. He was captain for many years, and there was no reason to remove him as captain right before the World Cup, creating drama for no reason. So it was a big controversy because Ivanovic is beloved, and nobody saw a reason for that to happen. And he just did it randomly right before the World Cup. And it was a big scandal, headlines. It just distracted the team. And it wasn't the only bad man management. Also, right before the World Cup, Matija Nastasic, he also played for Manchester City back in the day. He currently plays for Fiorentina in Serie A. He was dropped from the final World Cup squad, and Krstic said that it was, you know, they spoke and it was because he's injured. And then the player came out in the media, said that he didn't talk to him. He's not injured. He just didn't get a reason. He didn't get a reason for why he was dropped. So another thing. And then he also called another player a liar in the media. So Luka Milivojevic, who plays for Crystal Palace captain for a long time, he called him a liar in the media after the World Cup for certain things that happened in the change room. So he's just very, not very professional. And it's just probably due to lack of experience as a manager because, yeah, he just didn't communicate well with the players at all. It seems like he was just not in way and over his head. He didn't know what he was doing. And then as a result, he was kind of trying to shift on the blame to the players. And the players weren't having it at all.
So can you talk us through the experience at the World Cup? Were there situations that happened Why did, because they didn't qualify for the next round. So was it down to him alone or down to the fact that the players were not responding to him, or he has caused so much division in the team, or his tactics were not good?
Yeah, well, I think it's a bit of both, a bit of him, bit of the players, but also we had a very hard group. We had Brazil, Switzerland, and Costa Rica, so it wasn't a really easy group at all. Of course, you're going to lose to Brazil, and then you have to beat Switzerland or tie them to go through. But in the game against Switzerland, he had a lot of questionable things done. In that game, we were, to be fair to him, we were also robbed of a 1,000% penalty, where Mitrovic was taken down and tackled by two Swiss players, and the ref didn't call it, and he didn't go to VAR. It's one of the worst calls ever, and that penalty happened when it was 1-0 for Serbia. So had the ref called that, and had we have gotten a penalty and scored and went up 2-0 in the second half, we probably would have won that game, but it wasn't to be. He made some very questionable substitutions. We lost the shape in the midfield. He took off Milivojević, who was he kept the midfield together. He brought in another winger, and just when that happened, we lost all the shape, and Switzerland scored the winner late in the game. So he received a lot of criticism for that game, as he should, because he made the wrong subs. And after the game, he basically had a big argument with the veteran players, who weren't happy with how he handled the game. And then as a result, he went into the media. He called Luka Milovic a liar. He said that certain players, like Milovic, were in the camp trying to recruit other players to certain player agencies. So you're just seeing all these things in the media that a professional manager of a serious national team should not be saying. And that kind of, left a very bad taste in many people's mouths.
Right. So, from a Nigerian perspective, why do you think he's not a good fit? Or why do you think he may not be a good choice for the Nigerian to consider?
I just think he lacks experience. He's only experienced, he coached Serbia, failed miserably coaching Serbia. He failed at the World Cup, and then somehow he kept the job for the European qualifiers. And in the European qualifiers, he lost 5-0 to Ukraine, which is a team that realistically we have more talent than. So he was fired right away. And then he took charge of Bsk Backa, which is a mid-table club in Serbia. His last season, they finished fifth. The top four teams in the league, they go towards Europe, so they play in the European qualifiers. He was fifth. He was, I think, 12 points back of fourth, so he wasn't really close to qualifying for the team for Europe, which is their main goal. Then this year they started well, but then they had a rough patch of 4 or 5 games, and he was fired. So he just hasn't had any success, and he hasn't had much coaching experience. I don't think he's ready to take on a team like Nigeria. I know you guys have a lot of fans, a lot of pressure. One of the big African nations was always expected to make the World Cup. So it just would be a tough spot for him because he hasn't had a lot of experience managing.
So you definitely, from your opinion, from where you're standing, will be making a wrong choice by getting or by employing him.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know what the other options are. He might be the best option you have, right? So I really don't know. Depending on how much money you want to spend, your FA wants to spend, I'm sure they can find a more qualified manager. But depending on the options, you might be better than some of the other options, right? If they might be going for an ex player who has no experience at all. So you never know. But yeah, I mean, I don't think he'd be a great choice, especially if you have the money to spend on somebody that's better.
Wow, thank you very much, Milos. I'm really appreciative of the fact that you were able to just join us at a very short notice and for giving us your view on Maldon, whether it will be a good choice for Super Eagles or not, because right now there's so much pressure. And I think the pressure is the fact that from the feelers, from the authorities, we cannot afford not to qualify for the World Cup. The African Cup of Nations coming up, but the World Cup seems to be settled like a must. So, but from what I'm picking from you don't think he might just be the right fit. So thank you very much for joining us on Sport Africana.
No problem. Good luck.
Thank you very much.